The Guardian.
How infrastructure and invisible infrastructure is changing the nature of that city and its inhabitants.
Hey everyone, welcome to Chips with Everything. Beyond being just a tech podcast, we often like to think a little bit bigger about the ways that progress and the consequences of progress touch our lives. That's something that goes hand in hand with discussions of the way tech is helping us reach toward newer futures. I'm your host, Lee Alexander, and today our guest is Naveen Khan Dosos, an artist whose work often seems informed by issues of infrastructure and technology.
Originally, I actually trained as an art historian, specializing in Ottoman art and architecture. And I think I was always, from a very young age, very drawn to and interested in Islamic art. And that, to start off with, was an interest in the aesthetic of the non-figurative, so looking at the use of geometry in particular, and other approaches to the decorative in art and architecture, but also the politics of that, the politics of image. And the Ottoman Empire is an incredibly important moment in history for many reasons, but especially Islam being on the edges of Europe. And then I became more and more interested in the conceptual angle of Islamic art, and over the years started to use certain principles of like the non-figurative or aniconic to think about the real world that I lived in and how to represent it. So that led to me looking at how it relates to the digital world, because for me there seems to be a very direct correlation between the aniconic and geometric and algorithmic language of Islamic art and the internet.
So Naveen became interested in finding a language to talk about the space that exists between the computational and the decorative. And this in turn led to her most recent project, where she created paintings at London's House of St. Barnabas, a homelessness charity which is also a Grade 1 listed building that now rests, holding its breath, above the site of the recently completed Crossrail tunnel work. The relationship between Naveen's paintings and the Crossrail work takes a little explaining, but what starts to unfold is a fascinating provocation.
The House of St. Barnabas is the building that I first visited a couple of years ago. I was invited to come and show some work or do a show there. It corresponded at about the same time that I decided not to live in London anymore. And I'd always been very aware of the presence of Crossrail as something that was happening under the city, but that was also part of the expanding city. I guess it ties into visible change and invisible change in our environment. And with the House of St. Barnabas, it's a site that is right above the tunnel that kind of runs from Tottenham Court Road. And the tunnel boring machines passed right underneath this building, which is a Grade 1 listed building with its own very interesting history. So something really particular and disruptive was happening underneath the building that no one could see.
But what was visible were the markings left on this old and treasured building by the work of engineers and surveyors. The role of these markings is to help the professionals note if there is any movement in the building itself as a result of the tunnel works. The building will need to remain motionless for 1 year before the processes that deem it thoroughly stable will conclude.
And that as a subject really fascinated me. I've been working on for the last 2 years towards this exhibition, A Year Without Movement, that brings those symbols into the decorative environment of the House of St. Barnabas.
Naveen points out that some of these emblems might not look like much to the naked eye, but they're increasingly part of a new visual language for places in the city whose foundations are being rattled.
If you walk around a city, or many other sites actually, you see these little black and white squares that are often positioned a little bit higher up on a building, or if you have something that's being demolished as well, sometimes you get these things that sometimes they're printed on a piece of A4 paper. They're quite kind of throwaway. And sometimes they're much more stable, have a more stable presence. And they're there to be picked up by lasers. They're very precise. They're targets. So basically, if you came back and measured the position of that target in relation to where you placed your laser each time, and that was precise, you would be able to tell if the building was moving. You know, like many of these great projects that change London, Crossrail is a project that hopefully will open very soon, but the end date kind of kept being pushed back just because of the complexity and the really quite incredible nature of what they're doing. So the markers that perhaps were there in a temporary way were becoming a more permanent part of seeing Soho, and especially like this corner where the House of St. Barnabas is. And every time I went back to do another site visit or talk about the show, these markers were still there. And I'd actually noticed them before I even went to the House of St. Barnabas. It's something my eye is quite attuned to. So they go from having a temporary nature to having a much more permanent nature. And sometimes they get left behind as well once the work is complete. They can also be things which are the remnants of a process.
When we come back, Naveen Kandosos tells us more about making art from the thoughtless fingerprints of new infrastructures. And we talk about her installation at the House of St. Barnabas called A Year Without Movement, that marks 1 year of stillness in a Grade 1 listed building perched atop a Crossrail tunnel site.
We'd like to recommend another great podcast from The Guardian, Audio Long Reads, the spoken version of the acclaimed Guardian Long Reads. It gives you the opportunity to get on with your day whilst listening to some of the finest journalism. Recent episodes look at how climate change scepticism turned into something altogether more dangerous, why banter has become a way of life, and whether scientific publishing is simply bad for science. There's something for everyone. To find out more, go to theguardian.com/podcasts or search Audio Long Reads in your favourite podcasting app.
Welcome back to Chips with Everything. I'm Lee Alexander, and our guest is Naveen Kandosos, who's recently done some paintings at the House of St. Barnabas that invite viewers to consider the movement of cities in more ways than one.
First of all, the room that I'm working in is the drawing room, which is a very, very beautiful room, and I'd say kind of the centerpiece of the house in many ways. It has a really ornate plaster ceiling and wood paneling, which is original. Now, if you're an artist and you want to come in and hang paintings on that wood panelling, you actually run into quite a lot of problems because you're not allowed to put hooks in the walls or do anything that just, you know, that is damaging to that original wood. And it became very clear that I think there were maybe three hooks that you could use, and you had to then make work to fit these three hooks. And I suggested that maybe it would be easier and more interesting to paint directly onto the walls, and that could be maybe the least damaging way of interacting with the building. So they're not paintings on canvas that are hanging in the room, they're actually painted directly onto that wood. As you can imagine, being a Grade 1 listed building, it took quite a long time to get that permission and to consider the implications and make sure the paint I was using, you know, was not damaging, that it could be easily painted over. So it was a very kind of gentle process working through what was possible to make something which was integral to the building rather than sitting on its surface.
By the time Naveen had the final date for this exhibition, which you can see now at the House of St. Barnabas on Greek Street in Soho, London, the building had moved into this interesting phase of stillness following the completion of the Crossrail digging.
Right now, the paintings are there to kind of mark this 1 year, this kind of 12-month period of stillness that will be the kind of passing out of this building through another era of its own history. The tunnelling work is complete, so it's been done. The tunnel has been built, but with all buildings and all things, you know, just the land underneath the building, like, things move very gently, and there could be small movements or incremental movements that just need to be checked. It's an incredibly careful process. Like, the engineers, Crossrail worked with engineers from Arup, who worked with every single historical building on the line to check meticulously whether they were being affected by this work, this tunnelling process. So now it's not moving, it's actually stable, but they have to have a year, like, they have to go through this period of a whole year without any movement for that kind of process to conclude.
Naveen describes how she became attracted to the unintentional patterns and symbols created by the demarcations of the Crossrail project.
As a maker, I'm very interested in wall painting, and actually a lot of what I do is very repetitive. It's a meditative process that takes place in the making of the work. So several works in the room are created out of patterns, repeating these targets, repeating the prisms, repeating the crossrail symbol, sort of ad infinitum in such a way that you lose sense of the original and unique object by repeating it so much that it becomes another texture.
Moreover, Naveen wanted to do work that asked about what became of these symbols and their relationship to the place once they're no longer needed.
There are several diagrams in the show. We have barcodes, which fade into the wall. They change colour as they go around the room and fade into the background very gently. There is also a prism, which is another part of the laser strategy of checking buildings. And these things are all repeated to create a pattern, and a pattern that your eye moves over, but is in repose, if you want. Like, they're no longer functional. And I think in that, for me, is a kind of stillness, a thinking about the future materiality of these symbols once their use is finished.
The House of St. Barnabas gave Naveen a lot of photos and data pertaining to the project to work from, but they were delightfully obscure, and she enjoyed the process of discovering them.
I was given a lot of really amazing photographs and documents from the House of St. Barnabas, who kindly shared a lot of their data with me, and there were some great photos of targets and lasers. And the thing was, is because I'm not an engineer, I didn't know what these things were. Like, I was fascinated by them and found them very beautiful in their own way. But they were mysterious to me. And just a few months before I started working on the show, I was introduced to an engineer from Arup called Deborah Lazarus. You know, and first of all, I just got in touch with her just so she could tell me what these things were and to give me the precise names. And when I spoke to her about it, it was really intriguing to see how these kind of, for her, what are very everyday scientific objects had been almost fetishized by me because I was looking at them without understanding how they worked. And when she would explain them, they really opened up in terms of possibility. And only at that point could I really conceptualize how to represent them.
This all comes together for me when Naveen talks about the themes of this work taking place in London, about invisible disruptions and stillness and displacement.
It's a process that we don't see, like we're aware that Crossrail is happening. It brings up many interesting parallels as well when you extrapolate it, because Crossrail is going to bring many parts of London onto a system of transport, and it's going to have an effect on the house prices in those areas. You know, that's just what happens when you connect a place and make it more easy for commuters to live. The House of St. Barnabas is a charity that deals with homelessness, you know, that's dealing with people, especially in the centre of London, who are without a home. So, you know, it's very much about the city itself, how infrastructure and invisible infrastructure is changing the nature of that city and its inhabitants. And I think it's a very fertile subject, actually.
And if you're in London, you can see Naveen Kandosos's A Year Without Movement at the House of St. Barnabas on Greek Street in Soho. And if you're not, you can learn more about the project at her website, kandosos.com, which we'll link to you in the show notes. That's all we have for you today on Ships with Everything. Thanks so much to Naveen for joining us and for creating art around progress and engineering markers and lasers. I've been your host, Lee Alexander, and my producer is Ian Chambers. We'll be taking a break for the month of August, so take some time to check out our past shows, and we'll be back again in September. See you soon.
For more great podcasts from The Guardian, just go to theguardian.com/podcasts.